Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird. But when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello to all your nincompoops and something that cares out there. I am the Wiretap. I am here to represent Eisenacher Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all your 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all your pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory, but you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Eisenacher suicide pods. You can now rush out and dine on the suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum, and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne Computube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That you do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Lysnicker suicide pod. Thank you.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have Candace joining us here momentarily. And if you have anything you want to share tonight, we will take your calls. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, welcome in, Candace. I don't have the applause right now because I'm busy uploading a clip.
Oh, you're fine. Hi, everybody. How are you doing tonight, Bruce?
Oh, I'm adequate as always. I guess it's been a while since we talked.
It has been. It's been a very, this week has been a very long year. That's all I can say. So I am definitely ready for the
weekend. Look on the bright side. You're in Florida.
I know. No, dude, I actually had to fight for my right to not wear a scam today. Can you believe it?
You're kidding. You're in Florida.
I know. I had to go in for some testing and everything today, and it was a medical center down here in St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I won. I completely won. Yeah, they wanted me to wear one, and I'm like, no, they wanted my husband to wear one, too, and I'm like, no, he's got asthma. He cannot wear a mask, and I really don't feel the need to tell you why I can't, but I'm medically exempt also. And they argued with me for a quick minute, and then they called, like, some management down, and, well, I got my way.
Yeah, I can't believe that's such a big deal still for people.
Oh, my God. Everybody in that lobby was in a mask, and I'm like, why are people still playing these reindeer games? This is crazy to me.
Well, the reason why is because everybody complied so they can make it worse. Because they know at the end of the day that you're going to comply, so they just have to push their elbow into you and you're going to back down. They're not used to losing.
Yeah. I'm not going to comply, dude. I mean, otherwise, you know, just take yourself off to one of those suicide pods you were talking about in your commercial. You know,
so,
it makes about as much sense to me.
Hey, you I don't think you've ever been yelled at for not wearing shoes into a place, but it's the same concept. And if my wife is wearing flip-flops, for example, and we go into a insert fast food restaurant here and they tell me that you might drop something on your foot, and then we could point to her, which literally has just a ring around her big toe and a thin line across part of her across her foot. That's as thick as a rubber band. So somehow that ring and that little rubber bandy thing is going to stop a French fry from falling on your foot.
It's ridiculous. It's all
But nobody
ridiculous.
Ever challenged it. Nobody ever challenged it before, so they feel as though they can get away with it. That's why.
If nobody says it.
It's because people just roll over and accept whatever they're told.
Oh, I know. I saw that play out very well in Washington State. And then it's just that, and they're still dealing with drama up there. They really are, with the whole mask issue, and people are just willingly doing it now. There's no mask mandate up there, but you see so many in the scams. It's just crazy to me.
I just can't believe in St. Augustine you still have that many people wearing scams.
Oh, my gosh. You know, out in, like, a normal environment, you don't see any down here in Florida. And this was actually the first medical facility I've actually seen them in. And, you know, I have to go to the doctor every 3 months. So, you know, I never see them. Maybe one or two people in a doctor's office, but that's it. That when I walked in that place and they were, like, mandatory, about 20 people in the lobby had them on, and I was just like,
now,
wow.
Now, with them,
like
Kansas being a medical facility, they would be looking at their clocks, and they would be offering fresh scams, because when you walk into the building, you should be changing your scam right then, because you're going from outside to inside. Then when you go from the lobby to the doctor's office, that's another scam that has to be changed.
Right.
Because, and then when you leave to go back into the lobby, you have to change a third scam.
Yeah.
Because the scams are only meant to be in one room and for 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Those scams are not meant to be worn for 10 hours straight and breathing in wet air.
No, and they're not meant to be hung over your freaking rear view mirror and used for a week.
Right.
Yeah. But the thing is, she goes to try and hand me a mask, and it's one of those surgical masks. And she was like, well, you can still breathe through this one. And I didn't even argue with her about this point, but I almost wanted to be like, have you read the box to where it literally says on the box will not protect you from a coronavirus? So why
they
are
don't
you going to do
that.
It? Why are you even on
And
no,
then
they
tell you it's a conspiracy theory and that they do protect you.
But look, read the box from the actual manufacturer.
They're just telling you that to scare you. They really do protect you. That's what I've been told numerous times. They're just scaring you.
Oh,
just put the scam on. You'll be protected.
Oh, my God.
And now with this monkeypox, Brandon declared that a health emergency. Who knows what they're going to try. Even though it's 99.99% of the cases worldwide have been transmitted via gay men who had sex with each other.
Right, right.
And there's been one death in Europe. But it's a health emergency, and somehow having gay sex, as long as you put a scam on your face, that you're going to be protected from a disease that is spread via sex.
Yeah. there is this one health official up in New York. He's not an epidemiologist or whatever Fauci is, you know, the infectious disease expert. And he was actually saying, listen, up in New York, they have sex clubs. And right now, they are just busier than everything. And they're mainly visited by LGBT men, by gay men.
Yes.
He goes, that is why there is such a rapid spread right now. But why aren't they closing them down like they did the churches during Corona?
And no, they're like, leaving them open like Black Lives Matter rallies.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. I mean, because I was mad when they closed the churches. Very mad.
Oh, but here they closed the churches and left the strip clubs open, and it went to court, and the court sided with the governor on that. So they for months, the churches were closed, but you can go to a nudie bar.
Okay, what was the reasoning behind that?
You think
that
there was a reason?
Well, I mean, they gave a reason, didn't they?
Well, they said it wasn't safe.
Yeah. That makes no sense to me because our religious, you know, freedom is protected via the Constitution. The strip clubs aren't. So I can't. It's going to happen again, though, with this whole monkeypox thing. They're setting it up.
Yes, even though it's transmitted sexually, or maybe not transmitted, but it's spread around the gay community somehow.
Well, that is because, I mean, I'm sure if the clubs are happening in New York, they're happening in other places, too. I mean, they kept that community on lockdown for 2 years. They did not get to go out and celebrate Pride Month, anything like that. So I mean,
oh, they're celebrating Pride Month now in San Francisco.
Right, yeah. So this is the first year in 2 years. It's just a clusterfuck.
Yeah, they're letting the Kink Festival go on in public, where they want all the kids going to see gay men literally having orgies in the streets because that's legal there.
I mean, why would they even want children there to begin with? I mean, let's take the government out of it. Why would that community even want kids there to begin with?
So you can groom them, duh.
Yeah. Ugh.
I'm not saying being gay is a cult at all, but I'm saying the LGBTQPIAP+ community acts as a cult.
Yeah, huge second.
Because there might be Jennifer Smith that wants to marry Laura Jones and not groom people. They just want to live their lives, and that's cool. I don't mind that at all.
Right.
Nobody should be going out there selling gayness as in the same manner as Domino's Pizza. I just don't think sexuality should be advertised.
Mm-mm. And they definitely don't need to be talking about it in school, you know? They really don't.
Right. Yeah, why is it that we literally have classes in the United States with kindergartners where part of the curriculum is pulling the pants down and sticking their fingers in their butt?
Yeah, no, that should not
be
going on.
And you get graded on that.
Yeah, and teaching a child, teaching a kindergartner how to self-pleasure, I mean, that is insane.
Yeah, so now there's pornos for under 18s.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine hey, Johnny, what did you do in school today? Look, Mom, I could do this.
Parents are just refusing to believe it. Parents are refusing to want to believe it. You know? They really are, especially with this critical race theory. I got a friend. She has middle-aged school children, elementary school kids. One of her kids came home one day, and you know, she has mixed children, and was like, Mama, I hate white people. I hate them. It was right after the George Floyd stuff happened. Now, this child is mixed. She is 50% Caucasian. And her mother, who is Caucasian, was like, I know. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, you do basically know that your child came to you and said she hated you and herself, right? But they don't see it.
Yeah, well, we know what TV channels they're watching.
Yeah, well, this was a discussion they had in school that day. You know, and it was all part of that critical race theory stuff. And they were talking about the George Floyd situation. And the school took that as an opportunity to say Caucasian person bad and people of color better and preach the new racism.
Yeah, so it's like we're going back to barbarian times almost.
Oh, we are. We definitely are. Slowly but surely. If we don't nuke ourselves out of oblivion first.
So with this monkeypox, I just can't believe that they're going to great lengths here. Maybe they're convinced that the whole world is gay now.
I don't know. I don't even know. But you do know it's going to bleed over into the rest of society, right? Because if somebody's got sores, go ahead.
I would like to think, though, that we've never, ever been a society that just rolled over and just accepted globalism. We've had wars over this stuff. And I've just never seen a set of youths that just put on a scam and accept what they're told. This has never been done before.
Have you ever read the book or watched the little movie called A Brave New World?
No, I didn't even know there was a movie on that.
Oh, somebody said it's becoming 1984.
Yeah.
And then somebody piped, And then someone else piped in and said, actually, no, it's more like A Brave New World. Basically, and I was like, oh, my God. Basically, in A Brave New World, they control the society via instant gratification, self-pleasure, and luxury. If you give them everything they want, you can keep them passive because they're so focused on all the distractions and they're too scared of you taking them away. And when I started, like, reading, you know, that and everything, I'm like, oh, my God, I can so see that. You know, they promote, you know, they basically break down the family unit. They give everybody everything they want. And then they threaten you with taking it away, so you get back in line and you can block. And I think that is exactly where we're at. But check it out. It's really interesting. And I hadn't even heard about it. It's an old book, and I never have heard about it. until a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it falls right. I mean, they've been doing this that I have seen. I mean, they started breaking down the family unit, what, back in the 60s? That I, you know, looking back, know from history, makes perfect sense.
So Alex Jones was found or ordered to pay by the courts $4.1 million in this particular case to the Sandy Hook damages.
Yeah, I saw that. And what was this about his lawyer messed up and sent the prosecutors, the other side, sent them all of Alex's texts and everything for years now?
Right, and he got the text from like 10 days ago, which was not even part of the court case. It was about the Sandy Hook trial, but the district attorney didn't care, and he even said what he was reading. And that case, if he was already told he was guilty, and they weren't accepting any evidence, he was not allowed to defend himself, and he basically was there just to accept whatever the charges were. The jury thought, honestly, that he actually went to Connecticut and killed those kids. So he had to explain that he did not do that. And the judge, every chance the judge got, she yelled at him.
I can see
that. Well, she already said you're guilty before the court even started and gave a list of phrases and words and sayings that he could not use, or else he would get arrested.
Oh, my God.
That's usually not how court works. The judge can't say, hey, I don't like you and you're guilty, and here's some things that if you say, you're going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I still think Alex Jones is a test for everything. They wanted to see if they could cancel a person, and he was the first one they tried to do it to.
Yes.
Now they're
because they want that kind of court to be permanent.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They really want to make it to where you can just say things on the internet and they can out and out accuse you. Well, I mean, look at this stuff with Trump. January 6th. I mean, they're trying to accuse him of inciting those riots, you know, which I call an unapproved, you know, tour of the Capitol. It was not an insurrection. But they're trying to pin that on him just because of one sentence that he said, pretty much.
Well, they're just trying to pin something on him so he can't run in 2024. That's all that is. And they're still trying with those still trials. They said they're going to have more surprise witnesses.
Surprise my butt. Forgive me, but they're trying to pull rabbits out of hats with January 6th.
Yes.
They really are, because it was a big nothing burger.
Yeah, nobody's impressed.
Are they even showing it on the news anymore?
Well, there hasn't been any new trials, but they said they're going to bring them back shortly. They have some new surprise witnesses that they're prepping.
Oh, God. See, I haven't even watched any of it. I refuse to.
I haven't either, and I haven't looked at any clips. I have not played any clips. When you know you're being conned, then there's no sense in watching it.
I watch it to keep a side. I mean, I watch some stuff to keep a side eye on it.
I don't give them the satisfaction, period.
Like with me, you know, I mean, I'm keeping an eye on, you know, the whole Money Puck thing just to see, okay, what are you pulling next? You know, I don't watch it because I'm scared of it, you know, and I believe it's like a real threat or anything. I kind of watch to say, all right, what's your next move?
Oh, that reminds me, speaking of how you said Money Pox there. I forget if you watched last week's episode of Broccoli Man.
I actually have not gotten around to that yet.
All right.
I haven't done that yet.
Now, I figured while we can incorporate this, I have last week's episode and then we have this week's episode. So I'll do a twofer. I don't want to get stuck on this, but I'm going to play two of them right now.
Go for it. I'd love to hear it.
All right. I'm giving you a link right now.
Okay. And you know how that works out for me, right? Here, let me see if I can pull it up. If not, I'll put it into Rumble.
Yeah, I know how it works, but I still have to make that attempt.
Oh, I know. All right, give me a second. I'm not even going to mess around with it. I'm putting it in the Rumble.
All right.
Normally I sit there and I try really hard and it doesn't work and you waste a lot of time.
See, I thought you automatically go to Rumble. I didn't know what you were trying to do there.
When I tap on the link, it just brings it up from Chrome. Okay, do you want me to play the one from here it is. Saving the Planet, right?
Yes. All right, so when you're ready, just let me know and we'll get going here.
I'm ready. Go for it. I can hit play whenever you want me to.
All right, so we'll count down. 3,
all right,
two,
go.
1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. We need to get you off these mean streets. Brandon announced to the 99% that you nincompoops and something luckers are under a climate emergency lockdown. Only the 1% are allowed outside, green dude. I am now required to take you red list peoples to the FEMA camp that does not exist. Especially if you dumb did support MAGA.
Hey, that's great. Well, nice seeing you again. I am going to patrol these streets like I do every other day. See you later, wiretap.
Perhaps you did not understand the words coming out of my tentacles, sir. We have a climate emergency. You are hereby required by martial law to keep the kadunk-a-dunk-dunk inside your residence. Now that you are out yulaventing around, and you are part of the 99%, I am going to drop you off at the local FEMA camp that does not exist.
Do you think I care about what you tell me? Just because you work for G-Lobalist does not mean anything to me. I do not listen to people that are pedos and are into child sex trafficking.
You're bi-snitch. You keep stepping in it. Why is it you insist that I have to run my hands through your long flowing mane? You keep talking out your bunghole and you leave me no choice but to take it to the proper authorities.
It is against the law to have military on the streets forcing people to stay in their homes forever. I do not comply with unlawful and unjust orders.
Don't worry, green dude. We got enough votes from HR7900 to remove posse comitatus and allow military running these streets. We have a group of people being paid to specifically watch you. We are going to force you to join our division and help us crush the 99% while we globally dominate. or we treat you like a something lucker for real and execute you with extreme hatred and rage.
I do not negotiate with clients of Jeffrey Epstein or friends of Hunter Biden.
That's it, green dude. You keep stepping in it. Now not only am I in need of handling your delicious kumquats, I am in need of handling your entire monkey. Why can't you do it, green dude?
Do what?
Why can't you do it? Why can't you set your monkey free? All the kids are into it. Do you love your monkey or do you love me?
Well, considering I hate you more than any other person in the world, I will have to say I love my monkey.
You are a complete buzzkill, sir. You are the biggest something lucker for real I ever had to try and take to the FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist, we are hereby enforcing our climate emergency so we can justify killing 7 billion people on this earth, sir. We must kill the 99% of the planet to save the planet, sir. We need to euthanize as many people as possible so Earth's climate does not get too hot or too cold.
Oh. I don't follow fake news. The climate changes all year and every year. It is called weather.
Shut that front door right now. You need to zip it. Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. We absolutely cannot have any of the 99% living as if it's 2019. We need everyone, including you, staying locked inside your residence so we can easily have United Nations troops pick you and every other dolt up and drag you to the FEMA camps. Then we must have you select a casket from the Lysnecker suicide pods. By the way, green dude, we're demanding you get your money box gene therapies and boosters right this instant. And you need to get the bloody scam on that face. Don't you see in the smell of vision all the gay men getting money pox? You don't want money pox. Just like you do not want COVID, sir.
Oh, I do not live in fear. That's gonna be a no from me, dog.
Oh, you will live in fear. That's finna be a yes from me, dog. Now I need kumquats right this instant.
Why are you so interested in helping kill 7 billion people? You act like Satan has an expiration date.
Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and Bill Gates are not getting any younger, green dude. They have announced that a plan for Agenda 2030 is going to be implemented right now, sir. We must make sure we execute anyone who does not vote Democrat. Democrats are more compliant to big government. Then we can microchip whomever is left and we can detonate in their microchips whenever we feel there are too many malcontents or just because we want to. Klaus Schwab just said we need to get population back to under what it was in the 1400s.
What gives you or Klaus Schwab the right to kill everyone off? Isn't that God's decision?
Hey Beisnich, we make the global Dixons around here. If you want to help make global decisions for our crime syndicate, you must first join our superhero consortium and then work your way up the ranks if you do so choose. But instead, you support MAGA.
Look, all I know is that I am not getting a microchip. I am not getting any gene therapies, and there will be no scams on my face.
Okay, green dude, I will make you a deal. I will not bring you to that FEMA camp, sir. However, you must get your moneypox gene therapy and moneypox boosters, your COVID boosters, your gene therapy for COVID and the COVID passport, and for the love of Michael Robinson or Obama, you must get the bloody scam on that face.
Never. Like I said, I do not negotiate with globalist pedophiles.
That something tears up, green dude. We are going to make it difficult for anyone who is to play ghetto games such as yourself. We are going to kill all the cows on this planet. Then we can kill all the chickens and pigs. Then we can make sure the fish are too polluted to live. Now we can also ban fertilizer so the farmers cannot grow food. We will make it virtually impossible to live your life. We are already making it very hard for adults as we ban gas and oil. We need all your nincompoops to get electric vehicles so we can turn them off when we do not like your mean tweets. That is what we call freedom, sir.
I promise you. God does not approve of this at all. You are going to pay for crimes of humanity.
You are on the wrong side of history, sir. We are going to kill and destroy every single person, animal, tree, plant, vitamin, insect, molecule or air, and droplet of water. That is what the Great Reset is, sir. We need planet Earth to have absolutely zero on this something that occur. Our powers above us says that we need to remove everything that has carbon in it or can assist carbon in any way. Haven't you seen on our fake news that we are only interested in zero net carbon? The carbon we need to remove is you.
Hey everyone. We do not have to put up with the Great Reset. Get educated. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He shares all the real news of what is going on. You need to find out how to prepare yourself so you do not have to stand in line to scan your microchip to get food. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and you can even call in and talk to Proof. freedomizerradio.com.
Hey Biznich. We are not going to tell everyone to listen to freedomizerradio.com. You are a complete buzzkill, a something that cur, and someone we need to eradicate from this earth. Everyone needs to stay locked up in their residence, eats bugs, and then wait for us to take you to the FEMA camp. That does not exist. You can trust me because I get paid by G. Lobist.
All right, so that was an episode. I hope it was all right.
I think it was awesome. I love it. You keep bringing up kumquats, and that just cracks me up.
Well, that's what he calls them. He wants to see Rockland Man's kumquats.
Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. I love it.
Michael reference in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time you do that, I catch that.
What, the music?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Michael Obama.
No, George Michael, the monkey song. Yeah, if you remember Monkey
from
5 years ago. What's that?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't catch that, but that's been a long time.
You don't remember the song? It was a number one hit back in like 1986 or something.
No,
86,
I remember 87? It. I didn't catch it. No, I remember it. But I didn't catch the reference to it in the video. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, that was it. Why can't you do it? Why can't you set your monkey free? So we just changed it so the wiretap can make it a little more X-rated.
I love it. Wiretap is, like, my favorite on there.
Really?
Yeah, I like wiretap. He's pretty funny.
What's so good about the wiretap?
It's just a character, a villain that is like my favorite one. I mean, besides obviously Broccoli Man, but
yeah,
I don't know. He's just that government evil. I mean, he's almost like the villain that was in those Michael Myers movies that he used to do. Sorry, it's been a long day. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, he just reminds me, of that, so I love it.
Yeah, but also, he's a supervillain like that, but he has a crush on Broccoli Man at the same time.
Oh, you can totally tell that, dude. Totally.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that cracks me up. He's all like, come on, join our gang, you know? Let me see your kumquat. Set your monkey free. Hey, crap.
All right, so the latest episode is a debate, actually. I don't know if... I think you've seen the millennials, but I can't verify.
You know, I have, but I've only seen one video because I'm looking at it right now and it looks really familiar.
Okay. Well, this one is the latest episode, so go ahead.
But, all right, it's a debate with millennials and G-lobbyists, right?
G-globalist, yes.
Globalist,
so, globalist,
yeah, all right.
Basically, but the G is separate. All right, so whenever you're ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you want me to count? So hold on. I got to count because I got to press the buttons. All right. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Thank you. Welcome to another debate. Our sponsor tonight is Live in the Kfar Mafia Digital. We want to remind everyone it is Money Fox season. Get your weekly dose of the Money Fox gene therapy so we can help reduce population together. Remember, Live in the Kfar also sells the suicide pods. If you really want to help us get your zero carbon, you can purchase a cask today and get right into Eliza Nika Suicide Pod. Today on our panel, we have the absolute worst interview ever. We have cisgendered white male right-wing extremist broccoli man.
That was very disrespectful and us.
We are going to very closely monitor your speech tonight. If you say anything we do not like, we have two policemen standing right behind Broccoli Man. They have complete control and authority to do whatever they want with Broccoli Man. They can handcuff him, taser him, pistol whip him, or even kill him on a stage. We also have the millennial point of view.
I will have you know that my birthing partner is the best girlfriend I ever had in my life. Oh dear, I can't believe I did it already.
Now Mike, we already told you to watch your expletives. We are on live television. Hundreds of people will watch this debate.
Yes, I understand, Martha. I am so... I'm sorry for using a profanity and also for calling my girlfriend a gender. I love her so much.
Anyway, let's get back to introductions. We have the correct point of view and he happens to be the sponsor of this debate. We have the founder and president of Eisenach Kfar Mafia Dickles. G. Lobbyist.
I despise you all. We are going to microchip all of you and then bring you to FEMA camps.
Okay, let's start the first question. Gee, Lobbyist, you are first. What can you tell us about Moneypox?
Thank you, Martha. We have created a bunch of viruses to try and get rid of you 99% pieces of excrement. Of course, we will not put this on the smell-o-vision so that you train seers will not know what we are doing. We demand maximum compliance so we can microchip and decease the population.
Broccoli Man, are you going to agree with this like we told you to do?
No, I do not believe that to be.
Okay, let me move to the millennials. What do you think about the Moneypox?
We do not believe in the conspiracy theories about the rich wanting to kill the population. We get our gene therapies every single time Eliza the microchip says to get it. I have only had 9 heart attacks and have COVID 7 times now so far. But it would be much worse if we did not get our gene therapies.
My birthing partner has been trying to get me pregnant. She does not want anyone else to know she is a woman with the largest banana I have ever seen. Her junk is much larger than mine. I want to make sure I breastfeed the brand new non-binary baby. So I will get whatever gene therapies the science tells me to get. I don't want to get COVID again. I have only 12 heart attacks and have COVID 14 times since getting my gene therapies. If someone tells you that the rich elites are trying to kill everyone on the planet so they can have it to themselves, they're fools. People like G. Lobelus loves people and would not try to kill people. That is why they give us these gene therapies for free.
Don't you need breasts to breastfeed your baby?
It's obvious you are something a current but never taken a science class. You're a dumb boomer.
Broccoli Man, that was extremely rude to the trans community. We ordered you to shut up and agree with us. It is science.
Mr. Broccoli is adult. He is not willing to understand that we are manipulating the education system and make the population believe our brainwashing. Today's population is a bunch of fools that will believe every single thing we tell them to believe.
Okay, next question. Should everyone still wear a scam since we are still in emergency protocol?
If there is a climate emergency, why are you forcing people to wear scams? How will scam wearing help Earth's climate?
You're a cisgendered bomber and a stupid. We should always listen to what G. Lobelus tells us to wear scams. G. Lobelus knows the best about how to handle emergencies.
Whenever we have a new gene therapy coming out, we will always force everyone to wear scams. It teaches everyone to live in fear. When there is mass hysteria and fear, these 99% nincompoops like these millennials will do absolutely everything we say. Sometimes we demand they wear scams because they are dumb stupid aminals that we control because we feel like it.
When G. Lobelist says to wear scams, I do it. He is one of the richest people in the world. He knows how we 99% need his help.
You are doing the right thing, sugar. Next question. Klaus Schwab says we need to stop driving cars right now. We also need to stop eating meat to save the planet. He is demanding that we kill all the cows and instead we all need to eat the bugs. Millennials, are you going to help by listening to Klaus Schwab and eat the bugs instead of meat?
We are going to save the planet. I will eat some bugs and drink sewer water so that the 1% can help save us.
We go to Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology. SHIT is the best test school for liberal studies.
We are the 1% of the 1%. We can do what we want. We need to have you 99% dopes to give up your petrol, your cars, your meat, and your housing so we can own all of the farmland and use the private jets as we wish.
I promise when I finally get pregnant, if this baby is born with a banana, I will have it chopped off so I can help with the Great Reset.
Okay everyone, that is it for tonight's debate. Please support Lysenica and get your freedom microchips and also please consider getting a Lysenica suicide pod. Thank you everyone.
You brought me here to not even talk in the debate?
Yes, because we need to show how no one wants to hear you MAGA fans. Now please go with the police so they can consider bringing you to the FEMA camp. That does not exist.
All right, so that was a debate.
That was funny. I could totally see the millennials doing that.
What's that?
Just that going along with everything they're told, turning in the ones that are right to basically the Gestapo.
Yeah.
Believing the propaganda that's being said to them.
And G. Lobelist is serving up whatever is the truth, and they just blow it off like they don't care.
Yeah. They don't care because they know exactly how to present it to get these young kids to buy it.
Well, we're no different than early 1940s or late 1930s Germany. We're there.
Yeah, I know, and it's so sad to see that happening. It really is.
But it's not just us, though. It's like they took what Hitler wanted to do, and they just brought it worldwide at the same time. People think this Build Back Better is going to include them, but they don't realize that the Build Back Better means building back without the 99%.
Oh, of course. It's an elitist only group, dude. Yeah. Nah, it's strictly an elitist only group. They're only at it for them. Well, dang.
Nancy Pelosi's husband sold how much stock in silicon chips?
Yes.
Before she went over there? Yeah.
Yes, of course.
I know.
And you know about that court case, right?
Which, the DUI win? Yeah, yeah. That one's
crazy. So for those that don't know, literally the day before the court hearing, the regular judge that was going to preside over this gets replaced by someone who has never tried a court case before, but has worked within the Democrat committee for the state of California for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And has connections with the Pelosis.
Yep.
And then the district attorney also helped with the Gavin Newsom campaign, which Gavin Newsom is the nephew of Pelosi.
Yeah.
So that wasn't rigged. And he pleads not guilty, like he didn't do it.
Which is ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. He did it. I mean, they have video. How can you lie with the video?
Well, if you're a Democrat, you can say anything now. You could have identified as being sober.
Yeah. Bill Clinton was that way, though. He was Teflon like that.
Yeah,
and they're old
at least, and I'm not a Democrat fan, and I never voted for him or even considered voting for him, but he had that certain charm with people, whereas I don't think the Pelosis have that kind of charm.
No, they don't. And in all honesty, I've never even knew anything about Nancy's husband until he got the DUI.
Yeah.
And now they got the stock issue, and... I really think we're going to be going to war with China. Seriously. I mean, one of the biggest manufacturers of the computer chips is in Taiwan, is building a plant in Arizona. And she happens to go over there. She owns stock in it. I'm just seeing it bad. I really think we got war coming. And then Russia stepped up and like this past week and was like, hey, China, if you need any help with Taiwan, we're here for you. But who didn't see that coming?
No, I think they're on neither side.
Well, no, Russia literally said, told China if they needed any help to call them. Because China actually said the same thing to Russia when it came with the Ukraine situation. It's just one big peeing contest, though. It's a bunch of rhetoric right now. But I keep an eye on little stuff like that. I don't know. Things just perk my ears up. And now
so,
I'm wondering why they're... Go ahead.
No, I was going to fill the dead air, so you go.
Oh, well, here's what I'm wondering. Back to monkeypox. I read an article today that talked about getting both of your monkeypox vaccines, both shots. Now, the last I heard, they were using the smallpox vaccine because they said it was 85% effective with monkeypox.
Okay.
Well, from my memory, smallpox shot was only one shot. So why are they having to give people two? Why is it another two-dose shot like Corona?
Because they're not
Explain
using the
that.
Traditional smallpox. They're using a monkeypox.
See, that's what I thought, too. I was like, it's got to be, you know, that mRNA stuff. That's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, it's got to be mRNA, and they're just lying to everybody. That was crazy to me. The amount of blatant things that they're doing to us is just, and in plain sight, and nobody's catching it. Nobody's connecting the dots. That just kind of made me go, ah. Next, they'll be wanting to come out with boosters for it also.
Well, of course, because that
yeah.
makes money.
Yeah.
If you can make money and you can kill off population at the same time, then they think, well, why not? We have a winning strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. And man, you weren't lying about I've had, you know, about the millennials. I've had 6 heart attacks, da 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 da. And they're not even seeing it. I mean, sudden adult death syndrome. I mean, when have you ever heard of that? I've never heard of that in my life.
Well, neither have I. I know nothing about SADS.
Yeah, I don't either. And now they're coming out and saying, oh, it's a real thing. And I'm like, since when? When was sudden adult death syndrome a real thing? When was having a heart attack under the age of 50 a common occurrence to an extent? I mean, I had a friend back in the 90s. You know, she was like 35, and she suffered a major, you know, heart attack and passed away instantly. But heart disease ran in her family. Her father passed the same way. But those cases were rare. And now they're just common, and these young ones and some of the boomers, too, they're not connecting the dots. And that just baffles me. I can't even understand that mental state where you're not questioning everything.
Well, my question, though, is which generation is at fault on this? Is it our generation, the Generation X, because we let our kids be soft and we have not been in a war as a kid, so we just rolled like everything was a Hollywood movie? Or is it our parents who, even though they had Vietnam and they fought against war, now everything that our parents were against as kids, now they're for. So they became their parents. I don't
know
who's at fault.
Gen X's children, they're actually Gen Z. Our kids are not millennials, yeah. And
well, some could be millennials, depending on their age, but it's either millennials or Generation Z.
Yeah. I think it's because, all right, the baby boomers were like, you must obey the rules. And so Gen X is like, screw your rules. We're going to do our own thing. And then the millennials come along. And they're like, no, we're going to rewrite the rules to what we want. So Gen X is sandwiched between two of the most narcissistic generations in existence.
Well, I understand that, but is that our fault for raising those type of people?
No, I don't think it's our fault, in all honesty. I really don't.
I don't know the answer, so I'm just asking.
No, I don't think it is. I've known, I've seen the way parents, you know, parent and, yeah, we wanted to give our kids everything that we didn't have. but we still would not hesitate to point and laugh and call them mentally challenged if they made stupid mistakes, you know what I mean? So we, you know, we weren't soft on them. We didn't give them everything. I think we taught them some independence.
Yeah, but we were the first parents that weren't really allowed to spank our kids either.
I have yet to meet a Gen X parent that didn't believe in some type of discipline. It's mainly the millennials that don't believe, and a lot of Gen Z, that don't believe in spanking kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't as hard when it came to discipline as our parents were on us, because we were raised by either the baby boomers or the silent generation. You know, so we weren't that hard, but we still believed in busting that butt when needed.
Well, I was not much of a paddler.
Yeah, but you.
The only time I think I ever did any swatting, I guess so to speak, was if the kids were physically fighting, and so I would teach them what that felt like. But other than that, I wasn't going to paddle somebody over something other than them inflicting violence. I figured violence can defeat violence, but violence over, like, not doing the dishes, I wasn't going to do that.
No, God, no. See, that's where we, you know, we weren't as bad as the boomers or the silent generation. But we did always manage to get our point across.
Yeah.
There were some consequences for inappropriate behavior, and you needed to get done what you needed to get done.
Like, I had a situation about 5 years ago, the last time my kids lived here. My two daughters, they called the police on me because I demanded they do the dishes.
Sorry, I had a tube down my throat today. Ugh, I'm still a little hoarse. So what'd they tell the police? I'm curious now.
Well, I grabbed one of them by the arm and I said, look, you're going to do these dishes, because they left me. We have a double sink, and they piled up two sinkfuls of dishes, and they told me that since I'm the owner of the house, I need to do the dishes.
How old were these kids?
13 and 15.
Oh. Okay, well, that's a fun one.
Yeah, so their I'm divorced and remarried, so their mom told them to call the police if I got loud and demanded that they do the dishes, so that's what they did.
Oh, you didn't have them full time.
Right.
Darn it, if you had them full time, I would have been like, that's when you just tell them, you're not doing dishes, and you will only be cooking for yourself. There will be, you know what I mean? There'll be food in the house, but I'm not making you nothing until you start doing these dishes. But that's hard to do when they're bebopping between mom and dad.
Yeah. Yeah, so there were some power trip games in there, so I didn't have any leverage, except they no longer lived at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't see them for a few years after that, until they got older.
Oh, wow. Is everything okay now, or?
Kind of. They come over, and they call on occasion, but it's not what it was.
Yeah. That's a hard one, honey. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. But the police told them specifically that it is my house, and I could order them to clean their own dishes if I wish.
Well, yeah. They've got to learn some. Kids have to have some responsibility. They have to. I mean, I don't know. These parents that are all like, I'm raising a human being, an individual. And I'm like, yeah, you are. But you're also forgetting the part of you're raising someone so they won't be a pain in the butt to society down the road. You know?
And I never really ask people to do my dishes. I just say that you have to do your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shoot. I was a latchkey kid. I was raised by single mom, so I was a latchkey kid. I came home after school. I was expected to do the dishes, clean the house, and have dinner waiting on my mom when she got home from work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, my mom was more like the silent generation because she was, well, she was raised by her grandmother and her blind father. So she was way more silent than boomer. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I do believe the children are our future, but gosh. Well, it's just like, here's a good one. That Brittany chick from the WNBA got sentenced today,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, 9 years.
Yeah. Okay. She literally, I bet, cannot comprehend. You just don't take THC oil into another country. You know, you're not going to get your way. They don't care. That's the thing. These kids have not been taught. Nobody really freaking cares, honey. You know what I mean? And she's expecting to be like, okay, I'm sorry. I have a note from my doctor. It's medical. For these excuses to work for her over in Russia. And I really think that's the mentality is these kids, and now they're 40, early 40s, really expect everyone to care. Just like with Corona, I wear a mask to protect you. You wear a mask to protect me. And they literally couldn't comprehend, I'm not responsible for you, honey bunny. I'm only responsible for my family and protecting them. And we all protect our families in the way we see fit. Your family is a non-factor in my life, but I'm really hard. If you're my neighbor and you're hungry, I've literally raided my cabinets for food to give to a family that needs it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not like a total heartless, non-empathetic, you know?
Yes, but I promise you all those scam wearers, they don't know that kind of stuff because it's the, I'm not going to say Republican necessarily, but churchgoers are, these days, churchgoers are very seldom hardcore Democrats.
Oh, yeah, no, not even.
So someone that is an atheist is a lot less likely to give out food to the homeless or to feed their neighbors. I'm not just saying that because I'm not an atheist and I'm a devout Christian, but us who grew up with religion have been taught to feed your neighbor and to do the right thing, whereas someone as an atheist does not have that instilled in them, and it's the every man for themselves mentality.
You know, I, okay, back when, you know, I grew up Southern Baptist.
Yeah.
And in Georgia. And like I said, my mom was a single mother. And we didn't have food banks when I was growing up. And Georgia was a non-welfare state at that time. I don't know what it's like now. She would go to the church that we would go to twice on Sunday and every Wednesday night, never missed a revival, never missed the vacation Bible school. And she would be like, I really need help with food this week. Can you help? And all they ever told her was, we will pray for you. And that was it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen, you know, different sides of the coins on that. Honestly.
Yeah, in my opinion, she was at the wrong church.
Yeah. It was, yeah, that was insane, but I remember growing up like that. The biggest help we got one time, I don't know if you know who he is, you might not, but his name is Wildman, and he runs a Civil War history store and museum in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Okay, I've never heard of it, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know. So this guy would walk around. He's like an old hippie-looking dude, even back in the 80s when he wasn't old yet, with two revolvers on his hip at all times. And he was an expert in Civil War history. Well, here's the kicker. The biggest help we ever got was from him. He was not a church member. He overheard my mother talking about not knowing how she was going to get up food money that week. And he told her, hey, do you know how to embroidery? And she said, yeah. And he goes, I've got two blue jean jackets. I want you to embroidery my sun sign on mine and my girlfriend's sun sign on hers, and I'll give you $25. And she did it. But that was, like, mind-blowing to me. And then I come to find out in my adulthood, when people were, the woke crowd was attacking the Civil War store, you know, a few years ago, so many stories in the comments about how we were low on money one day. Wildman told me to come over, paint his house. You know, I mean, he did that for the community. He did way more than the churches did.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great. So my attitude on the church is actually helping people who need help has been soured since my youth.
Well, I'm in agreement that maybe the church isn't the best answer, but I'm talking about people as a whole. Like, if you go to a someone in your church, they will more likely help you than someone who basically is one of these pro-abortions, and they're worried that
you might
support Trump. They're not going to help you.
No, they're not going to help you at all. No. That crowd, usually, they want to refer you to how the government can help you and not, you know.
Well, I read last week here on the show, there was an article, and I don't have it up right this second, but those wildfires in California, a militia went up because the government was not there helping the people, and the citizens who were trapped in that area by the fire refused the help. They told them to get off their property and to not help them, and they would rather have their house burn. And some of them had their houses burned rather than have someone who supports Trump help them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the mentality. I'd rather die than to accept help from somebody that thinks a little bit differently than me.
Yeah. And it's crazy. It's totally crazy to me. But all they're doing, I mean, if you think about it, I point the finger at the media, and I point
the finger.
Well, they're
definitely fanning the flames.
Yeah. And I point the finger at identity politics that the politicians feed off of, creating all this division. I mean,
well, yeah,
we are nothing.
The nation in order to take over. So they're working their divide and conquer strategy, and most people just don't see it.
No, they don't, because they get caught up in all this little stuff. I mean, look how they did with Roe v. Wade. Everybody's like, our constitutional right to abortion is now overturned. And I'm sitting here every time I hear it. You know, one of these politicians say it, or one of somebody on the media. And I'm like, show me in the Constitution where it says you have the right to terminate a pregnancy.
Well, not only that, and that I would understand if there was something in the Constitution that says thou shalt be required to have sex twice a week.
Right. Exactly.
But there's no law on the books that says you're required to have unprotected sex two or three times a week.
Yeah. And the other thing is, they didn't overturn abortion. What they did is take it out of federal and throw it back to the state and let the state decide. Yeah.
So
but
all
they
those people complaining, and what's funny is all of them, for the most part, live in a state that still allows them.
Yeah, I know, right? I noticed that too. I'm like, no, you guys have got to quit trying to tell other states how to live. You don't want nobody coming into your state telling you how to live. Stop telling other states how to live. It's ridiculous. So no wonder those people chose.
Yeah, but that's liberalism for you. They're not happy unless they can control you.
I know. I know. And unfortunately, they give all power to the government, so they're basically saying, let the government control you. It's crazy. Oh. But nobody's seeing it. You know, they're not seeing it. That they're just being used as pawns. That to a lot of the politicians, all we are is lobby dollars to them. That's it.
Yeah.
If they can go up there and become multimillionaires. So they don't care about us. We're nothing but a dollar sign. But the thing is, they're not going to wake up and realize it until they're older and they've seen things. Then they'll start getting a clue, but by then the damage is already done worse. That's why the freaking Dems want to cater to the young crowd. They know they're easily manipulated.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they go after them, yes.
Yeah, they're easily manipulated. They can get the quick votes that way. They just got to throw issues at them to get them fired up enough to vote. If they really broke down Roe v. Wade to these kids wouldn't care. They'd be like, oh, well, I live in Cali. I could still terminate a pregnancy. I could still have an abortion. Well, I don't care. Iowa can deal with Iowa, you know? But they don't teach state rights anymore either.
Well, why would they? Because if you're teaching rights, then they're not going to teach you how to overthrow their local government.
No, they're not. They're not going to teach you that. Not at all. And if they actually started teaching state rights and constitution, they'd be out of a job and they know it. Probably why they took civics out of high school.
Yeah, I never took a civics class.
Yeah, it went out of the schools, I think, right before I started. Gosh, when did they take? I think they took civics out in like the 70s, maybe. Now I got to Google. But
yeah. I don't remember anything involving civics ever.
Yeah, I didn't either. Now, my mom did, and she graduated in 67, I think. And she had to take it. Now I'm Googling, so. Yeah. Wow.
What?
Yeah, they took it out right after the 60s. They started taking it out in the 60s. Dude, they've been planning this for a long time.
Well, they just never had the perfect storm like they do now, and that's why they created COVID.
Oh, yeah. I remember, let's see, September of 2019, I was watching the news, and it was CNN, and she looked down, she was talking to, I can't remember, I don't even know his name, and she was talking to her co-host, and she said, based on all the data we've received, there is no way that we're going to be able to defeat Trump in 2020.
Right.
None. She was like, people don't care about the tweet. The economy is too good, and nobody can touch him on that. And then I think when Corona came around, they finally found what they could do to sway an election and take over. But I'm looking forward to the midterm.
Well, I've said many times there's two ways that they beat Trump. One was they let Dr. Fraudy stay in and destroy him. And number two, yeah. Trump didn't do anything to stop big tech.
Yeah.
That's what did him in.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Even though Brandon totally didn't get 81 million votes, but I'm just saying that Trump, in order to win, he has to get 100 million votes because they won't be able to voter fraud out that many votes. He has to get 100 million.
Yeah.
74 million was great. It was the second best ever behind Brandon's 81 million alleged votes, but he still needed 26 million more in order to get over the voter fraud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was either going to have to landslide it so hard that they couldn't lie about it, or they definitely maneuvered it, especially with mail-in voting nationwide. That's so easily manipulated.
Well, right on cue, they're going to force lockdowns over a sexually. I'm trying to word it right because it's not sexually transmitted, I don't believe, but there is a very huge bias on 99.9% of people that get moneypox are gay men.
Well, it's skin to skin, yeah, and the gay guys are getting it because they've got those adult clubs everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they're the ones that are most likely to frequent it. It kind of is the same way that AIDS started out, and then it went from the gay community, and it started getting into the, hetero community, and then you've got your bisexuals in the mix there too, so that ups the ante of spreading. But moneypox is spread from skin-to-skin contact or infected bedding and clothing. That's the way. You have to be really close to someone talking for it to be transmitted via, the spittle, the droplet.
Yeah, but they say it's not airborne, though, which it isn't.
Right. No, it's not. It's not. But
Yeah.
So if it's not an airborne virus and it's with heavy contact infection rates, and so why is it that wearing a scam is going to help you?
It's not going to help you. Not going to help you at all.
That's just like with the climate change emergency that they declared. They're going to make you wear a scam to protect the climate?
Have they really suggested that?
Anytime there's an emergency, they discuss scams.
Yeah. And the vaccine.
You're gonna have a gene therapy to take to protect the climate?
You know, honestly, that wouldn't surprise me if they try that. Oh, did you hear? Oh, my gosh. Groundwater is now being contaminated with those. I'm trying to pull it up on my phone right now. Sorry. Read an article that said rainwater everywhere on Earth contains cancer-causing forever chemicals they just found out in the new study.
Oh, you're talking about Marburg disease.
No, I know what you're talking about there. That's like freaking Ebola. They're saying that the rainwater is now containing cancer-causing forever chemicals.
Hmm.
Yeah, that the rainwater has carcinogens in it now. And they're trying to say it's because of climate change. But I personally think it's because of all the chemtrails, all the stuff they've been putting in the air, and what they're doing on the cloud, you know, what they're seeding the air with and everything. It's getting in the rainwater now. Since we're talking about manufactured climate change and scams. But yeah, I read that this week and I'm like, oh my God.
Well, fortunately, I only use filtered water in my house, but I can't vouch for other houses.
Yeah, I only use filtered too. Especially Florida water's nasty. It's like swamp water to me. But I've never liked Florida water, so. Yeah, that blew me away. I'm like, they played with our water supply too much now, and it's biting them in the butt. Now they're trying to blame it on climate change.
Well, they're trying to get rid of everything. That's what Lucifer wants. They want a terraformed planet. So just like G. Lobelis said, they want to get rid of every plant, tree, animal, strand of grass, air molecules, water droplets. They want everything gone.
They want it all gone because if they can get it all gone, they can control it all. And if you can control all the economy, the food, and the water, you've got society by the ball.
Yeah, they said they want to kill. They want to kill all trees to save the planet from global warming, and then they want to bury the logs.
Now, how does that make sense?
When trees are the ones that eat the CO2 and turn it into oxygen, but if you allow that, then that means people will live and they'll have air, and you can't have that.
My niece used to be all about plastic causes. She was like, you know, like 21. She was like, plastic is so bad. We have to get rid of the plastic, and we have to use reusable bags, or we have to use paper bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, I don't want to hear it. I said, because when I was your age, they were telling me that I didn't need to use my paper and plastic anymore, that killing the trees was bad. We needed to break away from paper bags and go to plastic bags.
I'm like, so when they make up their mind, let me know. But until then, I want my plastic back. But these kids just don't understand. And I had to break it down for her. I'm like, how's the ozone doing, Miranda? What do you mean the ozone layer? I'm like, the one that they terrified us with the hole in it that's now healing itself. I'm like, where's that acid rain at? And I told her, I was born in 1970. And I've heard it all in my lifetime. I've heard about the environment since the 70s. I've heard about acid rain. I've heard about the ice ages coming. I've heard about don't cut down the trees. I heard about the ozone layer that we weren't going to be able to walk outside one day because we had no protection. It changes all the time. I said if they really wanted to do something, they would have done it by now. I'm like, it's just a money scheme.
Yeah.
And it's just a political divide and conquer. Quit freaking listening to them. And if I'm talking too much, just tell me. I'll be quiet.
All right, well, I do have a Tucker Carlson clip I wanted to get into today.
Oh, my gosh. I love Tucker. Which one is it?
The Democrat Party running out of gas. It's about 5.5 minutes. And then after that, okay. Bianchi wants to jump in as well.
I love it. I love it.
All right. Like, so let's get this clip out of the way here.
Okay.
If you're an incumbent member of Congress, pretty much the last thing you ever want to do is debate a primary opponent in public. As a sitting member, you already have every possible advantage. Unless you drop dead during a speech or get drunk and take your clothes off on a commercial airplane, you are very likely to be reelected to Congress. So a televised debate cannot help you. It is all risk and no upside. But occasionally, there is no avoiding it. Democrats held a primary debate in New York City last night. They had no choice. Both the candidates in this race are incumbents. Thanks to a court decision that redrew congressional boundaries, the two most powerful members of the New York delegation are now running against each other for the same seat. That's a lot of fun. For 30 years, Carol Maloney has represented the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Over the same period, 30 years, Jerry Nadler has represented the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Jerry Nadler is 75 years old. Carol Maloney is 76 years old. Rather than do the obvious thing and retire, the two are now competing for the newly drawn 12th Congressional District that will combine the Upper East Side and the Upper West Sides of Manhattan. It turns out to be the richest district in American politics. Four of the Democratic Party's five top fundraising zip codes are within this district's boundaries. So there's a lot at stake, and we forced ourselves to watch the debate. We are richly rewarded for doing that. We're going to start tonight with a headline from the debate, which you've already likely seen. Neither one of these people is cheerleading for Joe Biden. He's Carolyn Maloney.
Should President Biden run again in 2024?
Yes.
Mr. Nadler.
Too early to say. It doesn't serve the purpose of the Democratic Party to deal with that until after the midterms.
Ms. Maloney.
I don't believe he's running for re-election.
I don't believe he's running for re-election. That's what Carolyn Maloney said. Well, like everything she says, it's not exactly a profound observation. Of course Joe Biden isn't running for re-election. He can barely find the men's room. The second the midterms are done, he will find a way to tell the rest of us that. So that was not very interesting. It was predictable. What was very interesting, and what tells you a lot about the Democratic Party, is how these two candidates talked about their personal accomplishments and their goals for the country. Now, we should tell you, having watched it, that figuring out exactly what Maloney and Nadler were trying to say was not easy. These are not spry, articulate people. They're not magicians with the English language. Jerry Nadler is so enervated he had to sit for the entire debate because he is too weak to stand. But at one point, Nadler gathered the strength to boast about his greatest accomplishment in the Congress. That would be impeaching George W. Bush twice.
An insurrectionist Republican Party, for the first time in our history, trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power. Now, Therefore, I am leading the fight to stop this, and I have passed the two impeachments in leading this. I've impeached Bush twice.
Bush twice. The secret to Jerry Nadler has never been his appearance, often remarked upon. It's been his intellect, which is small. Obviously, Nadler meant to say Donald Trump, not that he can remember what decade it is. But what he meant to say is not really a consolation for Democrats watching at home. The problem here is that Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney, these are two of the most powerful Democrats in the United States Congress, running in the most influential district in the United States of America. Neither of these candidates have anything to say. So Jerry Nadler is asked, what are you proud of? And he's talking about multiple impeachments. Whatever you think of impeachments, did they improve a single life in this country? No. So she was asked the same question, Carolyn Maloney. What are you proud of? What are your priorities? And so she responded. Here are Carolyn Maloney's priorities for the United States.
Our work is not over yet. We need to protect women. We need to pass gun safety laws. We need to combat climate change.
So those are her top priorities. This one was powerful sitting members of Congress. First party, protecting women. In other words, more abortions, protecting women from having children so they can continue to work at some depressing midtown bank. Don't raise your family. Go to work. What Carolyn Maloney does not mean by protecting women, of course, is punishing criminals. They're free to beat women on the subway in New York with no consequences, and they routinely do. But that's number one, protecting women, more abortions. Okay. Number two, gun safety laws. Now, none of these gun safety laws, meaning gun confiscation laws, will be enforced in places where the Democrats get a huge percentage of the vote, like Chicago or Baltimore or New York or Gary, Indiana. They get a pass, but disarm the other side. And then number three, combating climate change. Because you don't need air conditioning in the summertime. You don't need a car. Look at Sri Lanka. They've done a great job. What's interesting is what Carolyn Maloney didn't mention as a top priority, and that would be the economy, inflation. And it's interesting because every poll taken shows that inflation is the number one issue that actual Americans care about. So why wouldn't Carolyn Maloney, who's a politician after all, can probably read a poll, why would she not include inflation?
All right, so that clip ended abruptly, but it ended. So, yeah, that's what they're running on.
I can't wait to see him get wiped out during the midterm, so I'm predicting a huge red wave.
Yeah, but those two are running against each other because the top two candidates in that department will be running against each other, so those are the top two. So,
yeah.
I hope Nadler loses as much as I don't like the other one.
Yeah, have you noticed it's all becoming lesser evil voting to an extent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if Ron DeSantis is in an election, I don't think that's the lesser of evil at all. I actually would endorse and support
that. No, I don't think that's lesser evil either. I mean, it's not all lesser evil, but it's slowly but surely becoming the majority of the time it is. There's only two I really trust right now. Well, three, because I got to throw Rand Paul in the mix. Ron DeSantis, Rand Paul, and Kristi Noem in South Dakota. Those are pretty much the only three I trust right now.
Well, I have two Congress people I trust with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's cool.
And I'll throw another one from Congress in there. I trust Chip Roy out of Texas.
Okay, I don't know him.
He's been making the rounds as far as the news outfits go. He's done a lot of calling out of Democrats, but that's what did we name out of six people? Three Congress critters, two Senates, and a governor, or one Senate and two governors.
Yeah.
I actually like Ron Johnson also. I'll throw Ron Johnson as a senator in that mix. I trust him.
I don't know. I'm jaded, dude. I don't even trust Ted Cruz. I really don't.
Well,
now, would I vote
Ron
for
Johnson? Ted was doing that whole vaccine injury thing with all those top doctors.
Yeah.
That has to account for something. Oh, don't let me forget Senator Kennedy as well. I love listening to him.
I do too.
Yeah, I will take him also. I'll put him on my fantasy team.
He cracks me up. I like Governor Ivey. I like her. But she did one thing to make me wonder.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated.
Yeah, that's a huge no. That's an exit stage left.
Yeah, I mean, I really would. If I was an Alabamian, I would actually ask her, please explain that, because I want to like her. I want to love her like Grandma, and I think she did great. But that one sentence has just put me on red high alert.
Well, she must have been listening to Trump. I love watching Trump get booed every time he talks about how much he loves his gene therapies. And by the way, I did open Bianchi's phone. So, Bianchi, welcome in.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, I'm adequate.
We're good. I'm good. How are you, honey?
I'm doing fine. You know, look like a lot of those Republicans that was in the help impeach Trump getting knocked off in the primaries.
I know. I saw that.
Well, have you been following, Bianchi, what's going on in Arizona? They haven't counted election ballots in 2 days because they're worried that Kerry Lake is going to defeat their rhino.
I don't understand how the people in Arizona even allow the type of things that we've been hearing coming out of this state, how they even let that continue to go on the way it does.
And what's sad is that people know that there's stuff going on, and you had poll watchers up the wazoo there, and they still got through.
Yeah, these things are quite evident. I was looking at a video of some guy that was working in the election polling office, and he was in an area where he wasn't supposed to, using cell phones when he weren't supposed to, and something occurred with some ballots. My question is, if this person is on video violating the rules or violating the law, why come he's not being locked up?
Yeah, this guy had no authority to be anywhere near ballots, and there he is on his cell phone, which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be on your cell phone holding ballots, and there he is, and he doesn't even have authorized access. He probably had somebody else's badge in order to get in there. But that's okay, because he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you take these cases in St. Louis where you have, you know, I don't have no problem with people open carrying, but when they're shooting randomly, walking down Washington Avenue, which is a major street in downtown St. Louis, and nothing is said. Now, if it was Kyle Rittenhouse, it would be all over the news. And I would bet to say that some of those shooters came from Illinois, what it means that they crossed state lines to come into Missouri.
Yep.
But they have a particular color and probably a particular political persuasion in a city that's been Democrat for over 72 years. You put that combination together, you have what you have. All I ask is that the news reporting be fair. Heck, they don't do it.
No, they don't. They don't do it at all.
So we have some breaking news, speaking of the Arizona election fraud.
What?
Kari Lake officially won that race. And Kari Lake won 100% of the counties in Arizona. So each county
oh, wow.
she won in.
Yeah. Seems like the news is all putting emphasis on the guy, what's his name, Alex Jones. I guess he was found guilty and has to pay money to the family of
the
junior, Sandy Hook.
If you know anything about that trial, Bianchi, the judge told him that he only is allowed to plead guilty, and she had a list of words and phrases that if he said, he would be automatically arrested.
Well, that's totally wrong.
And the
totally
people
wrong.
The people on the jury, some of them, Alex brought up Adam Lanza because for some reason they did not put the name of the shooter of Sandy Hook in the list of banned items, and the jurors had no clue who Adam Lanza was. Some of them even thought Alex Jones went up to Connecticut and shot the school.
Oh, my God.
That's just the way they do. Then you got the news media. Hell, they don't talk about the Tawana Brawley case with Al Sharpton. They don't talk about the Duke LaCrosse case.
Mm-mm.
Hey, I remember these things.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in Vegas, and if Vegas goes south and Kari Lake is in Arizona – I'm a very short drive away.
Well, it might do you good.
Florida.
Well, I might not be able to make it to Florida. That's a long drive.
Oh, dude, we drove 3,100 miles. You're driving.
Yes,
a lot
but
shorter.
At the same time, if cities are going to be locked down, and there might be a gas emergency. I could make it to Arizona. I don't know if I could make it to Florida. I'm not saying I don't want to be there. I'm just saying it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
I think you understand.
I think that I think these blue states are going to lock down for this monkey virus, use it as an excuse to fall back onto these mail ballots and
correct
things like they did during the 2020 election.
If they want to win, that's the only way they can do it, and they know that, is by doing mail-in voting again. They know they're going to lose their freaking...
But they're not going to be able to do that against Kari Lake in Arizona. I just don't see... I don't see it. They could do it for here in Vegas, where it doesn't matter... Sheriff Joe Lombardo and Governor Shitzak have been best friends for over 20 years. It doesn't matter who wins because they both are basically championing the same thing.
Right. I hear what you're
saying. I don't know
if
I can live in a if I can keep living in a blue state.
No, dude, you don't want to. I mean, I highly suggest you start thinking about an escape route.
Well, that's why I mentioned Arizona, because there's a few different ways to get into the state.
Yeah. I mean, I did it for 2 years during the Rona. I'll never do it again.
I see the Democrats are trying to take credit for the semiconductor chip maker. That Trump had negotiated a deal with to move to Arizona before he got put out of office.
Oh, yeah,
well, I also
totally
think it's hilarious that the price of gas goes down 30 cents in 2 weeks, and Brandon's taking credit for that, but he doesn't take any credit for the price of gas going up 2.5 times.
Well, I mean, okay. You got to take into account, though, that Brandon has said for a long while now that the president cannot control gas prices.
Yes, exactly.
Now,
which is why he's out there taking credit for a 30-cent price drop.
Yep. Yup.
Well, he blamed it on Putin, didn't he?
He blamed it on Putin. He blamed it on Trump. He blamed the high gas prices on Trump at one point.
Yup.
Then he blamed it on gas stations.
Yep.
Then he blamed it on
price gouging.
Yes.
But yeah, the president has no control on gas price. It's the whole thing cracks me up. I mean, little Miss Circleback
received 3,800 pipelines in the United States, but you're not controlling the gas prices.
Exactly. Yep. You close that. You jerk your drilling contracts away from the people. I mean, yeah, I know.
That's where the states need to come in and say, hell no. This is our land. These activities are going on our land. Get the heck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell did the federal government get to control the infrastructure of gas lines, these exploration and drilling of resources within your state boundaries? That just does not make any damn sense. What it does is just...
I would be under the assumption that while Governor Abbott in Texas might not be able to sell gas to other states, that he could at least provide it for his own state. That's what I was under the assumption of.
Well, hell, they can hook up to the national gas oil line and transverse many states throughout the country. Hell, that's just free business. That's just open business.
Yeah, you should see Louisiana's natural gas and oil line. They are not joking when they say they are the freaking oil and gas heartbeat of the nation. Crazy. But you're right. How can they come in and just take total control of it like that?
And these climate change people just don't went crazy. Hey, why don't you go over there in Africa and Sub-Saharan and plant trees? Plant trees. Those trees
somebody
eat up
that
carbon dioxide.
Somebody said that if you install solar panels right on the sand in the Sahara Desert, if you put in solar panels for a mile and a half, within a year, you would be able to have enough electric for at least 250 years for the entire world.
Yeah. But they won't do it. They
no.
like to talk about all, yeah, they want to talk about all the problems that we're facing. They have solutions in front of them, but they don't want to do any of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, the solution is to get rid of every piece of carbon and give the land back to Lucifer. Their plan isn't to help us.
No, it's not to help us at all.
They don't want happy people because happy people, if you and I didn't have to spend 40-plus hours a week at our day jobs and we weren't struggling, we might make it. We might come up with some widget as an invention and have 7 or 8 figures in our bank accounts. They can't have that because then – if everybody had millions of dollars in their bank independently and not working, then the 1% wouldn't be rich.
Nope.
Well, I'll
because
tell you something
we
else.
We would be able to fund ourselves. We wouldn't have to work for insert globalist company here.
Nope. We would not. And we would actually have independence from the governor and from the government in that scenario also, if you think about it.
Right. And then even whatever the tax rate is, if the tax rate got raised by 1% and everybody was making hundreds of thousands or millions on their own, they would be like, okay, I'm making $7 million a year. If my taxes go up from 17% to 18%, I can handle it. So everybody would make money, but they don't want that. Well, everybody, as far as the 99%, would make money. The 1% might struggle.
If they let the free market
work. Well, you talk about tax rate. All the high-skilled tech job people out in California, up in the northeast corner there in Massachusetts, they make good money. Well, hell, they live in some of the highest tax rate states there are, especially California.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine that an average two-bedroom apartment in the Silicon Valley might be close to $6,000 for a two-bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
$6,000 a month for a two-bedroom apartment, and it's not even luxurious. It's just middle of the road. A slum is $4,800 a month for a two-bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's just as bad in New York, too, in New York City.
So those people out there in California that didn't want the militia to come in and help prevent their houses from being burnt down, but they're being screwed and plummeted with the tax rates that exist there in California at the state level and local government. I don't understand them. It's just amazing.
They did the same thing in Olympia. They had the militia come. Okay, right when the George Floyd riot started, we had the militia come in and started standing outside open carry with the liquor stores, the pawn shops, businesses of their friends, you know, trying to protect the downtown area. And they weren't doing anything wrong. They actually had a police officer come out and thank them for helping out because it was about to get bad. Overnight, there was an uproar from a lot of the city, and they were like, no, we can't have this in our town, you know. So they told them, go away. Then all of a sudden, they started burning Olympia. They started breaking windows, vandalizing businesses, doing all that stuff. 6 months later, the townspeople finally said, can we get these militia back? And the militia laughed. And they said, oh, no. You didn't want our help in the beginning. We're not helping you now. And Olympia stayed a heck hole for a good year. You couldn't even go downtown. I could not go downtown in broad daylight without fear of getting stabbed because that was a big thing going around downtown, getting shot, anything like that, just because of my age and my skin color. You literally had to be a person of color.
Stabbed by hypodermic needles.
Yeah, you could walk through a freaking park in Washington State and get stabbed by a hypodermic needle. If this was a video show, I'm not joking. There was actually somebody was so mad, I can't remember if it was Seattle or Olympia, because their three-year-old daughter, she took her daughter to a park, and her three-year-old daughter ran up to her with a needle, you know, and it wasn't even capped. Thought it was like a little play toy. Because she's a toddler. She didn't know better. The mother had a fit. She was like, something's got to be done. I mean, you find needles everywhere in Washington State on the west side. You can't walk down the street without finding one.
Well, I tell you, the crime is so bad in these cities. You know, you just rush home to get home. Hopefully that no have incidents occur between the job and you getting home, it is just totally completely out of control. And
that
the police can't handle that. Some places the police are quitting.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I lived. I mean, it was like, well, I don't want to go to the store at 11 o'clock at night, you know, walking out of the Walmart in the parking lot, you know. I mean, somebody might try and mug me. I mean, and in broad daylight, they will literally freaking try to steal stuff out of your freaking butt if you're not careful. They seriously will. It's insane. You got to keep the cart right next to you. You got to put your wallet in the car first. Make sure the doors are locked because when you go and put the buggy back, they're going to try to get up in your car. I mean, insane.
Well, look, I just wanted to throw that in there. If Republicans did win in the midterms, then the next question is, are they going to govern? Or are they just going to sit back and leave it up to the Democrats?
I think it depends if Kevin McCarthy takes over as Speaker of the House. I think you're going to get more of the same. Whereas if somebody else takes the job, I think you'll see something more aggressive.
I hope. I don't want a repeat of 2010 where it goes red in the midterms and absolutely nothing gets done.
Well, it'd be interesting to see. I'll see you guys later on. Be careful, please.
All right.
So many promises
right, so,
are made in 2010.
We haven't taken one time out yet, so I was thinking we could do that.
Okay.
All right, so we'll take a time out. We'll be right back, everyone.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong
and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
so what? Why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Please check out the Barefooters Legal Radio Show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefooters Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepism, please contact your local truth movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worst scenario heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Darn it, why isn't it going?
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Everything's gotten so expensive. I'm gonna starve.
Official sources say inflation is only up 7% from last year.
But the official index doesn't even count food or gas.
Transitory inflation is good and healthy for the economy.
How is it good to not be able to afford food?
Eating fewer meals per day is better for your health.
How are you gonna sit here and tell me not being able to eat food is good for me?
You're out of touch, man.
You can't ignore this problem. Inflation is real, and someone needs to take responsibility.
You're right, man. It's his fault.
You're under arrest for shoplifting.
But we're in California. No!
How is inflation affecting you? Leave your comment below. Please like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to help us make more, donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes. Thank you.
All right. And on that, we are back. So speaking of Patreon, Candace, did you ever use Patreon?
I tried to, but then they had the whole issue with censorship and banning. They wanted to start censoring people for what they did on other platforms and banning them for it, and I canceled my account. Yeah.
I was curious because I was thinking about joining them, but I don't know how to monetize what I do.
Oh. Well, gosh, there's Cash App, there's Venmo. If you get like a crypto wallet, people can send you crypto, things like that.
No, I understand how people can pay us. I'm asking, I'm not asking, I'm just saying I haven't figured out what to give people for content.
Oh, well, see, the new thing now is to just start your own platform and then have people subscribe to your website to gain access to videos, podcasts, or whatever. That's pretty much what everybody's flipping to.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, go with Patreon if you want, but that was a big issue for me. Gosh, when did they ban Sargon? But he just did a YouTube video interview on someone else's platform because of some of the things he said during that interview, Patreon banned.
Well, I was thinking more or less, see, I don't know how to monetize Broccoli Man, and I don't know how to monetize Barefoot is Legal on Patreon. So until I could figure out how to do that, I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, okay, if you want to use Patreon, one of the things you could do with Broccoli Man is you drop the episode like a day or two before you put it on Rumble for your subscribers.
Yeah, but I'm not getting the audience I need as it is on Rumble, so that really wouldn't help me.
Have you thought about uploading Broccoli Man to YouTube also?
I used to until they banned, they took down an episode, and with the way that they ban people, I'm not willing to give them my episodes anymore.
Yeah, have you thought about putting them on TikTok? You can upload videos up to 10 minutes long on TikTok now.
I'm not going to use TikTok.
Okay, so no, that's totally fine.
My brother works as a fact checker for TikTok, and he's one of those ultra liberals, so I don't want my brother looking up my stuff.
Right. Have you thought about putting Broccoli Man on? I wonder if you can upload. I don't know how long you can, like, episodes you can upload to, like, Instagram Reels. And they also have the Instagram TV.
I'm not saying no. It's just that I haven't put anything into it.
And so, I mean, you've got some options. It just depends on what way you want to go. But, yeah, if you
I don't know what to sell people on financially, so that's the thing. Obviously, I know how to set up the accounts and stuff, but it's like, well, what do I give people?
Well, let's see. You do a tier system on Patreon. Like, tier one is like $5 a month. And let's say you say for $5 a month you can see Broccoli Man, you know, a day or two early. And then you can do a tier two, and let's say that would be $10 a month. You offer them the same thing as tier one, and then sponsorship or something, or, you know, I mean, you just figure out a newsletter, I mean, something else you want to add, and then you can have a tier three if you so choose, you know. So it's kind of like, think about what you have to offer and what you do. You do the podcast, you do Broccoli Man, I don't know what else you do. If you do any writing, like books or anything like that, yeah. So, and then you just throw it out there. And if you want to do like a complete podcast, you know, not just the show, but a podcast or something, you could actually make those exclusive to Patreon. But if they want to hear your podcast, then hey, you get Broccoli Man and a podcast for $10 a month, you know. I don't know, I'm just throwing ideas
out. Well, if we had the audience, I could justify that, but if we don't have the audience, it's hard to do stuff like that.
Yeah, the marketing side of things is so hard. That's my biggest issue, too. My marketing sucks.
No, if I'm the best we have at marketing, we're in trouble.
I feel you on that. I totally feel you on that. Like, Blunt Coast Media, I've got, like, some really BA freaking T-shirts. I don't know how to market them.
Well, it took me 7 years to get a sponsor for Barefoot is Legal.
Nice.
And that's after getting at least I don't know how many hundreds of millions in traffic, but
yeah.
What, 300, maybe 400 million visitors to the business page in 7 years?
Nice.
But yeah, Facebook actually sponsors us now. And it's based on, they have this whole sabermetrics where they count up our views, our shares, our likes, how many people joined. So far we've been at it since the end of May, and we've made, 447 and 826. So, we made about $1,300 in 2 months.
Nice. That's freaking awesome.
Which, with potential to score $30,000 a month, depending on if we can really kill it in a month or whatever.
Right. Hey, have you thought about Twitch?
I'm not really a streamer like that.
See, what I thought about doing for my show when I finally get it off the ground and up and running is I was going to do my show, and then I was also going to go live on Twitch at the same time. And then people can comment, and you can actually have people subscribe to your Twitch channel, and if they want to post in the comments, and then you could charge a sub fee for that if you want. I mean, I was going to open it up for free, you know, until I got a following. But I was going to do the show live via Freedomizer and do it on Twitch at the same time. So there's a lot of different routes you can go.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but... Yeah, I just haven't put the effort involved to do things like that. I have in the past, but not recently.
Well, shoot, Dave, give me proof if you want. We could sit down after hours tomorrow, please, and thank you, because I was under anesthesia today, so I'm still kind of groggy. We could actually talk about it and see how we want to do, like, the Thursday night show, since I'm involved in that one. Bounce some ideas around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
If it makes money, it's just that I'm at the point where if it's not making money, I don't want to throw money at it.
Well, yeah, no way. Yeah, totally. Well, none of this stuff I'm telling you costs money, so.
Okay.
I'm
like, I've paid for advertising before, but if I'm spending $1,000 and I get $12 back, it's just not.
Yeah, no.
For me, it's not financially feasible to do that on a regular basis.
Nope, and I've tried that, too, with my tarot card reading and all that, and, yeah, that don't work. I've sunk more money out in trying to get sponsored posts than I've made back, so. But, yeah. My goal was with Flunk Coast is I wanted to get, like, 1,000 followers on TikTok so I could start going live, because that can mean dollars.
Is that what you need to go live, is 1,000 followers?
You need 1,000 followers on TikTok to go live, but I've had 2 Blunt Coast accounts now, and they've totally jerked them down without warning, and I had never even had a community violation.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that there's, like, no money in TikTok, but that's where the people are. TikTok was the number one biggest website in the U.S. in 2021.
See, there are people making dollars on TikTok. Same with Twitch.
They're making what?
They're making a lot of dollars. There's a lot of creators making a lot of dollars off TikTok and Twitch.
Well, they might be making money, but like it's not like the old days of how YouTube was throwing out crazy money. But that's
how
I
know, right?
Are.
Yeah.
Because I had a decent sized YouTube back in the day.
Yeah. I think Google bought YouTube and it just went to heck.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah,
that's
like
actually
on Rumble, with all the videos and stuff I put on Rumble, I haven't even made a dollar yet, and I've had the account for a year and a half.
Wow. I'm telling you, start posting those videos on Twitch, too. You can upload them to Twitch.
Yeah, but uploading them where to Twitch? That's the thing.
Oh, okay. You just get the Twitch app on your computer. I haven't used it over the phone. And you get your page set up and everything, and you can just upload the videos to there, and they can see them anytime.
Yeah, but if people aren't following you, then how do you get your videos out?
You have to really freaking have all your links and everything. It's like on your do you have a Facebook page for the show? Or
well,
do you have a Twitter?
Well, we do have Freedomizer Radio, and I do have Proof Negative.
Okay, so on your Proof Negative stuff, since Freedomizer is like a big umbrella, on your Proof Negative, have your link. I mean, be like, yeah, I'm here on Facebook, but I'm also on Twitter. I'm also here and there. Just have your link to where you're at so people can find you. Try to use the same profile pic for all your social media so you're really easily recognizable. That's one, you know, because they're like, okay, that's the same thing. And then you can also put links to, here's my Cash App, here's my Venmo. If you want to use PayPal, here's my pay, you know, here's my freaking, you know, like my crypto wallet that you could like throw me some crypto at. And that's how you do it. But always put the links of every social media that you're in your description or somewhere in your bio. Always do that.
So, yeah, I just looked. I've made 29 cents so far off of Broccoli Man out of all that work I've done.
That's hard work, too. I would put Broccoli Man on YouTube also, and I would also put Broccoli Man on Twitch.
I'm one strike away from losing my YouTube, so I'm not giving them anything.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. So try putting it on Twitch, too. But what you just said right there is why so many content creators post on all these different social medias, because they were getting banned off YouTube or they were getting banned off Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So they started placing stuff everywhere. And they made sure everybody knew where they were because they did not know if they were going to be on that social media site the next day. And now your highfalutin one, they've actually made enough money to where they have their own website. I don't know what it took to make them, but like, for an example, Tim Pool, you know, he started his own thing. We Are Chained to Loop. He started his own website.
Oh, we have our own thing here.
To where people can, like, go and there's a free part of it, and then the member login to where they actually can get access to, like, different shows and stuff?
Well, there's no extra special access where they pay extra at this time, but if you go to the website, that's where we want to direct people to listen live at, is freedomizerradio.com.
Right.
And then there's news on there, so people have something to read while they're listening to us.
Yeah, I would make that, like, in bold. I mean, really, like, here it is. Or some people are doing, like, the previews. And they're releasing, like, okay, Russell Brand, he does this. He has his own website that you can sub to. And so he'll throw a YouTube video out, and it's only, like, 15 minutes of the actual show. He's really political and all that right now. And he'll be like, and so for the rest of the episode, you know, please go to, and he'll put his website out. And you can go there and watch the rest of the video. And then there are different parts of his website that you have to sub to. And Tim Pool and Luke, they're doing the same thing. A lot of the guys are, because they're tired of the flipping drama. They're sitting there with almost a million freaking people subbing to them, and they don't know if they're going to be on YouTube the next day or not.
And you would think normally that if somebody like a Mark Dice is getting, or J.P. Sears is getting 1.5 million watchers for each video that they're making, that wouldn't that be helping YouTube make money? You would normally think that.
YouTube doesn't care.
Well, yeah, Google doesn't care, so why would they?
Exactly. They don't care. I mean, they're going to say they care, but they don't care.
Well, of course they don't.
But yeah, I mean, I say post it everywhere. And
well, look at it this way, Candace. Remember when Project Veritas went to Twitter and all those Twitter people were saying that they don't care about Elon Musk because Elon won't be allowed to have the CEO, or he won't be allowed to purchase it because they won't let him.
Now they're begging him to purchase it. He doesn't want to anymore, and now they're taking him to court to try to force him to do it.
I can't wait for that to go to court, because then Elon Musk will be like, yeah, I want to purchase Twitter, but if they can't tell me how many bot accounts there are, then I'm not paying this price and not knowing what I have. And they're not bargaining in good faith.
Right.
Which is fair.
Yeah, totally fair. I mean, I want to see him get Twitter. I really do. But he shouldn't be forced to if they're not going to produce what he needs them to produce. So that's pretty important info to have. How many bot accounts?
Yeah, well, if I sold Freedomizer Radio and people wanted to know how many people listen to your show all the time, I can't just say, where's my check? You actually have to produce the numbers.
Yeah. The business deal. Yeah.
But I can't wait for that to go to court. I want the bot numbers to come out, because that's going to be bad news for all social medias. I'm sure there's bot accounts on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I mean, there's bot accounts on Facebook.
Oh, of course there are.
Yeah. And their numbers aren't really their numbers when you consider that everybody has, like, 2 or 3 Facebook.
I must be the only one that can't get a second spy book.
Why?
I've tried a bunch of times to set up a second spy book, and I just haven't been successful.
You're not using the same email, are you?
Well, of course not. I got a bunch of different emails.
Weird. I wonder why they won't let you. That's really weird. I've got so many freaking Twitters, it's not even funny. Yeah. I've got a Blunt Coast Twitter, my Chick Chakra Twitter, my actual real Twitter, and a troll Twitter. Because I keep a troll Twitter around to say what the heck I want, and then I'll get banned. They'll be like, delete this tweet, or we're banning your account and you're not able to post. And I'm like, all right, see ya. I go create a new email and come back. Like, I'm the epitome of Gen X. I do what I want. I will find a way. But no, dude, if you want to sit down and talk about it, we can come up with some ideas and stuff. Are you doing Broccoli Man merch?
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Are you doing Broccoli Man merchandise?
No, because I don't own the rights to that. That's through the cartoon company. It's their cartoon characters that I work around.
So you just can't, like, put an image of Broccoli Man on a shirt now?
Not like it is, no.
I'm trying to think of how we could actually, like, what kind of merch you could do without using the image. Because merch is another really good way to go.
Well, that would be great, but once again, if we don't have the audience, who's going to buy the merchandise?
Yeah, dude, I was doing masks during Corona, during the 2020 election, and all I did was just throw the link out on Twitter and then just hashtag the heck out of it, tried to find some trending hashtags and everything. And I actually, I mean, I didn't make, like, you know, a buttload of money, but I made some extra pocket money doing that with zero audience. I was like, shoot, these snowflakes want to wear a mask and they want to vote for Biden and Harris. I'm going to make money off of them. So I was doing Biden, Harris mask, Trump mask, I mean everything. Make America Great Again mask, all of it.
Yeah, I didn't do that because I've never worn a scam for any reason whatsoever.
No, I didn't either, but I didn't have an issue taking their money. I really didn't. I was like, you're going to be stupid enough to buy into it? I'm going to take your money. But I use, like, Teespring to make my merch.
Oh, we use that for some shirts for the Barefoot is Legal.
Yeah. Teespring, I think, is a good outlet. I like it.
Let me ask you if you heard about the guy that in England, he got arrested for sharing a meme on Spybook.
Yeah, and it hurt somebody's feelings and caused them anxiety.
Yes, but the guy that originally made the meme, he's not in trouble, just the guy that shared it.
Yeah, I read about that. That's freaking crazy. But the UK is so bad about that now. It's
yes,
so
but
bad.
They were told, the police were told not to arrest people for this, but they don't care.
Well, of course they don't care. They don't. I mean, just like the California police and the New York police during Corona. I mean, you know all the things they did. They were chasing people down in New York that weren't wearing a mask and putting them in jail for not wearing a mask.
Well,
yeah.
They wanted to arrest a five-year-old because she went to a birthday party where and she didn't have a vaccine passport.
Yeah. See, people want to trash talk America, but I mean, at least we don't get arrested for memes over here.
Well, we would hope not, but you know it's coming.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did. Like I keep saying, Alex Jones was and is a test.
And then you have all the people out there that are laughing at Alex Jones for having to pay $4 million on the lawsuit, and they're all bragging about how they know that he's a Mossad agent and a CIA guy and all this other stuff. But I've had people tell me I'm part of the Mossad and the CIA. I wish I knew where to go to get my paycheck at. There's been a rumor that I make $60,000 a month doing Freedomizer Radio, and I'd like to know where the sponsors are that's paying for that. Because if I'm making $720,000 a year, why is it not in my bank account? And why am I working a day job during the day?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even make $20 an hour at my day job, but somehow I keep that while I am making $720,000 a year. I don't know who in their right mind would work for that little amount of money when they're already making $720,000.
Oh, they call us so much stuff. I mean, ever since the 2016 election, I've been called a Russian bot. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Supposedly I'm working for, yeah. But I'm working for the Kremlin, which is kind of funny.
And someone said, hey, I have evidence that proves negative's family history goes back to Russia. I'm like, so? What do I have to do with that? Did I ever live in Russia? My parents never lived in Russia.
And who cares? I mean, honestly, they're see, this is the same group that says, don't judge people from, Syria when we bring them over here. Don't, you know, bring the Sudanese over here, bring the Syrians over here, you know, bring all these people over here, don't judge them. But all of a sudden it's like, oh, your family gets back to Russia, you're evil. It's like hypocrisy much.
Well, yeah, but as long as they feel good, it's okay.
As long as you're agreeing, if you're on their side, if you're parroting, then it's fine.
You're allowed freedom of speech as long as you're saying the same thing that the government believes in. You're allowed to say that.
And is that really freedom of speech?
According to liberals, yes, because they all think the same. Because once you don't think like them, even for one item, you're out.
Yeah, exactly. The hypocrisy is just insane to me.
Like, you could have been a bleeding, diehard liberal your entire life, but when you want to come out and define what a woman is, you're no longer in the club.
Exactly, because you're transphobic, you're this, you're that. you know.
Just saying that women and men are different, somehow that means you hate trans people? I don't understand.
Nope. I don't understand it either. I really don't.
It's like I'm racist because I didn't vote for Brandon. But last time I checked,
yep.
Brandon's an old white guy.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
I got told,
me,
I remember in 2008, Candace, Cynthia McKinney, who ran as the Green Party presidential candidate, was my first ever, that was my first guest on the Proof Negative show. Before
right.
I went to Freedomizer Radio, she was my first ever guest when I was just my own thing.
Right.
And I voted for her. And I was told I was racist because I didn't vote for Barry Satoro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
Oh, wow.
It's like I voted for a black lady. Why? How is it that I'm racist all of a sudden? And then they said, well, you knew that Cynthia McKinney was not going to win, so a vote for Cynthia McKinney was a vote against Barry Satoro. So therefore, you're racist.
Yeah. You know, the last time I checked my watch, it still said America. And in this country, we are allowed to vote for whoever the heck we want, which is one of the reasons why we have a little write-in ballot.
My state does not have a write-in ballot.
You guys don't have write-ins?
No.
Wow. Well, you can still check any box you want. You know? I mean, you have freedom to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Washington had write-in. Yeah, so you can vote for whoever you want. I hate vote shaming, too. I really do. But I think I was vote shamed so bad in 2016. So badly. Because I would not vote for Hillary. That the hypocrisy
well, there's
kills.
There is nothing you could do that would get me to vote for almost every single Democrat that you could throw out there in today's ilk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Tulsi Gabbard, you might be able to talk me into because she seems a lot more reasonable. Andrew Yang is trying to start his own party. I don't know what he's trying to do, but he's not a fan of the Democrats and he's not a Republican. So I don't know where he goes. But as far as all the retreads, yeah, there's no way you can get me to vote for any of those clowns. I'm not a communist. I will never learn how to be a communist.
I would vote for Tulsi in a heartbeat. And Andrew Yang.
If she ran against DeSantis, there's no chance.
Well, she's not going to run against Ron DeSantis. She wouldn't be that dumb. If she flipped to Republican, and that is actually a rumor that she's thinking about flipping to Republican, I don't see her running against DeSantis in a primary.
Hey, I could see Tulsi Gabbard being a vice president under DeSantis.
She's really good. I mean, you know, Trump called her when he first got elected. He actually called her to the White House as part of his council on Syria.
Really?
Yeah.
And she declined?
Nope, she went.
Okay.
She went, but the outcry from a large part of the left was like, how dare she go and actually help Trump? And I thought that was the stupidest thing. I'm like, you know what? I actually
because you're supposed
him
to put your country first. Your country goes ahead of whatever political ball game you play in.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, I would look at it as an opportunity,
exactly.
You know, to work with someone. Yeah, working with the opposing faction, maybe you have a chance to throw some of your own influence in there.
Well, otherwise, it's like the Democrats, if they lose 99% of the war, but at the end of the day, they win because they outlasted the opponent, that's okay. If they lost 100 people if the other side lost 101 and they lost 100, they would say, well, we won. They will win at all costs with no regard for anything except winning. That's the ultimate prize. And it doesn't matter how you win as long as you win.
They don't care. They literally don't care. Yeah, they're so filled with, like, righteous indignation. I mean, it's insane. They got a holier-than-thou attitude now. They don't believe in compromise. It's got to be their way or the highway.
Yes.
You do not get anything done when that happens at all.
But no, and the thing is that people don't want that authoritarianism, and people are walking away from the Democrat Party because of that.
Yep.
People don't mind being a Democrat. What they're not interested in is being a communist.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they'll get some of the millennials. The millennials will not vote in the midterms, but they will vote in 2024. And if they see authoritarianism, they're not going to vote for that.
No, they're not. They're not. But we have got to get this idea out of people's heads that the government job is to protect us. I've heard so many people say that.
Well, their job is to protect us. Their job is to protect us from war, from outside nations. That's it. Their job isn't to make sure that I can walk 5 minutes down the street without having a meteor hit me.
Right. Exactly.
Their job is to make sure it's a country going to drop a nuclear bomb on us. That's the only safety that they should be worried about.
Yeah.
It's up to the state to make sure if this bridge that I travel over is not going to collapse on itself.
Oh, do not get me started on infrastructure packages. That is the biggest bunch.
Oh, I know it is, because they could sell it over and over and over again, and people say, well, we need the bridges, but then the money goes to special port projects.
Yep. I saw that in 2010, because Barack came in 2008, and he wanted an infrastructure package. He was like, I want to repair bridges. I want to repair roads. We need it in this country. And it'll create jobs, too. And I was like, well, yeah, we just had a bridge go down. I think it was like Michigan or Minnesota. I'm like, let's get the bridges dealt with. He wanted to. And in 2010, the Republicans came in. I'm not bashing the Republicans. They came in and they refused to pass an infrastructure package. And then I'm like, you mofos. And now all of a sudden, Trump comes in. Trump wants to pass an infrastructure package. And the Democrats said, no, we're not doing it.
Well, that's because it's not the package. It's the pork projects for the other states. But unfortunately, we have to leave it there now because we've ran out of time. Thanks for being here tonight, Candace. We appreciate you.
Hey, I love it. Let's talk this weekend, Bruce. Let's talk this weekend.
Okay. I'll be here. All right. So everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show here. But until tomorrow or until Monday. Hold on, stay real. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Oot.